Good morning. It's May 2nd, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a landmark moment for vaccine transparency, AstraZeneca has formally acknowledged in a UK court that its COVID-19 vaccine, widely known as Covishield in India, can cause a rare but severe condition known as thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS. This admission emerged through legal filings in a case involving 51 individuals who allege serious injuries or even deaths linked to the vaccine, shedding light on the complex balance between vaccine efficacy and potential risks. The legal documents reveal AstraZeneca's acknowledgement of the rare occurrence of blood clots potentially associated with their vaccine. This comes against the backdrop of widespread global use, where in India alone, over 175 crore doses of Covishield were administered. The country reported 36 confirmed cases of TTS and 18 deaths in 2021, highlighting the rarity yet seriousness of the condition. Despite these acknowledgments, AstraZeneca strongly maintains that the benefits of the Covishield vaccine in combating COVID-19 far outweigh the risks associated with TTS. They point to the global impact of the vaccine, which has been administered over 3 billion times, arguing it has been instrumental in saving more than 6.5 billion lives worldwide and crucial in the management of the pandemic. Experts and regulatory bodies worldwide echo AstraZeneca's stance, affirming the vaccine's safety and its significant role in controlling COVID-19. They emphasize that while the risks of TTS exist, the overall benefits of vaccination in preventing the spread and severity of COVID-19 significantly surpass these risks. This case brings to the forefront the ongoing dialogue about vaccine safety, efficacy, and the importance of informed consent in the global fight against the pandemic. In a move that could significantly alter the landscape of medical marijuana research in the United States, the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, is contemplating a shift in how marijuana is classified under federal law. This reevaluation could pave the way for more extensive scientific examination of cannabis and its potential to treat various medical conditions. Currently, marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug, a category reserved for substances considered to have no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. The proposed reclassification to Schedule III would not only make it easier for researchers to study marijuana, but could also impact the legality of medical marijuana prescriptions across states where it's already legal. However, experts caution that this change should not be interpreted as an endorsement of marijuana's safety. They point out significant concerns regarding addiction, mental health issues, and impaired driving associated with its use. The limited body of research on marijuana, compounded by challenges posed by its increasing potency, raises questions about its overall impact on health. Despite these concerns, the potential benefits of marijuana in treating symptoms such as nausea and pain in serious illnesses are acknowledged. Yet, the known risks associated with its use remain a critical point of discussion. The DEA's decision is currently pending further review by the White House Office of Management and Budget, OMB, and will undergo a public comment period before any changes are finalized. Advocates for marijuana reform argue that while reclassification is a step in the right direction, true progress requires decriminalization and reparations for communities disproportionately affected by previous cannabis laws. In an ambitious move to tackle one of women's football's most pressing issues, Project ACL has been launched. This pioneering initiative aims to dive deep into the prevention of ACL injuries within the English Women's Super League, a concern that has sidelined many top players. Spearheaded by FIF Pro, Nike, and Leeds Beckett University, In collaboration with England's Professional Footballers Association, this three-year study seeks to uncover why ACL injuries are more prevalent among professional women footballers compared to men, and how to mitigate this risk. The project will meticulously assess environmental factors and other potential influences at WSL clubs that may contribute to the higher incidence of these injuries. This research is particularly timely, as several high-profile players, including England captain Leah Williamson and Euro 2022 Golden Boot winner Beth Mead, have recently faced lengthy layoffs due to ACL injuries. Their experiences underscore the critical need for this project. Lucy Bronze, England and Barcelona defender, has expressed her support for Project ACL, highlighting the necessity of tailored research to effectively reduce the occurrence of such injuries in women's football. This initiative gains further importance in light of recent studies revealing that female soccer players in the WSL are significantly more susceptible to muscle injuries in the days leading up to their menstrual period. This insight emphasizes the need for a holistic approach to athlete health, considering factors like the menstrual cycle to enhance injury prevention strategies and support the overall well-being of women athletes. Imagine the impact of anger, not just on your mood, but on your heart. A groundbreaking study led by Dr. Daichi Shimbo at Columbia University Irving Medical Center has unveiled how recalling angry memories can significantly affect our heart health. This research, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, delves into the physiological responses triggered by anger, specifically how it can constrict blood vessels, mirroring the effects of atherosclerosis, a key factor in heart disease. The study involved 280 healthy adults, providing a substantial data set to explore the connection between anger and cardiovascular health. The findings are clear. Anger inhibits healthy blood vessel dilation, a crucial factor for maintaining heart health. This revelation underscores the potential long-term risks associated with unmanaged anger, suggesting a direct link to an increased risk of heart disease. Given these findings, the study emphasizes the importance of anger management interventions. Strategies such as exercise, yoga, deep breathing, and cognitive behavioral therapy are recommended to mitigate these risks. Moreover, the research opens up an intriguing question. Could positive emotions like joy or laughter counteract the negative effects of anger on heart health? This highlights the broader significance of emotional regulation for cardiovascular well-being. Funded by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, this study provides vital insights into the intricate relationship between our emotional health and heart disease. It's a call to action for both individuals and healthcare providers to prioritize emotional well-being as part of overall heart health strategies. A groundbreaking study published in Nature by the Molecular Transducers of Physical Activity Consortium, or MOTAR-PAC, has just turned the page on our understanding of how exercise affects our bodies at a molecular level. This extensive research, supported by the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, has mapped out the biomolecular changes across 19 different organs in rats, revealing a complex web of responses to physical activity that could revolutionize personalized medicine and treatment options for those unable to exercise. The MOTAR-PAC study, a colossal effort involving 2,600 volunteers over 8 years, has identified over 35,000 biological molecules that change in response to endurance exercise. This research not only underscores the profound impact of physical activity on our bodies, but also highlights significant gender differences in how these molecular changes occur. Spearheaded by a coalition of researchers from prestigious institutions such as the Broad Institute, MIT, Harvard University, Stanford University, and the NIH, The study provides critical insights into how exercise affects conditions like inflammatory liver diseases, heart diseases, and immune system regulation. Delving into the molecular details, the research team found significant alterations in RNA, proteins, and metabolites. Notably, exercise-induced protein acetylation in mitochondria and phosphorylation signaling in the liver were observed, pointing to potential pathways for improving liver health and identifying new targets for treatments. With a hefty budget of approximately $226 million from the NIH Common Fund, the MOTRPAC study is not just about understanding exercise's molecular basis. It's about leveraging this knowledge to tailor exercise to individual health needs and mimic its benefits for those who can't physically engage in exercise. All animal data from this pioneering study is now available in a public online repository, setting the stage for further scientific exploration. As the MOTRPAC team continues to release additional findings throughout the coming year, we stand on the cusp of a new era in exercise science. This research promises to significantly advance our understanding of exercise's molecular effects and its potential to impact human health in a personalized and transformative way. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.